Well, good morning and welcome to another weekday podcast. Hey, this is Bobby. Thanks for joining us on this Monday as you start your week. We hope you have an incredible, incredible week. If you're new to these podcasts, we spend roughly 5 or 6 minutes a day each weekday, and our hope really is that these would be encouraging, that they'd be helpful, maybe a way to recenter or maybe a way to launch into the day on the right foot. So thanks for joining us. If you don't know much about our church, I want to invite you to check out our website at sugarhill.church, just sugarhill.church. If you're in the Atlanta area, we'd love for you to join us this Sunday. But if not, you can always join us online and you can check all those details out on the website. Well, today on the podcast, I want to do something a little bit different. I want to pull back the curtain a little bit and to maybe give you a glimpse into something that I've been working through this year. Now, we like to give all kinds of resources. We like the Daily Aha that we bring several times a year. We love the weekday podcast. We love a lot of the resources that we put out. But one of the resources that I found a lot of value in this year is a little book called The Songs of Jesus. Now, this is a year of devotions through the book of Psalms, the Old Testament book of Psalms, written by a guy named Timothy Keller, a pastor in New York City. And so I've been using this devotional almost every single day this year, and it has been so, so good, so, so rich. So what I want to do is I want to take July the 29th's entry, so Sunday, July the 29th's entry, and basically read it to you. I'll adapt it a little bit along the way, but I found it so encouraging that I wanted to pass it along to you and to say, if this is something that you find helpful, that you should check out this resource, The Songs of Jesus. But today's is all about God being in control. And here's the reading. It comes from Psalm 86, verses 1 through 7. Let's listen to this together. Hear me, Lord, and answer me, for I am poor and needy. Guard my life, for I am faithful to you. You are my God. Save your servant who trusts in you. You are my God. Have mercy on me, Lord, for I call to you all day long. Bring joy to your servant, Lord, for I put my trust in you. You, Lord, are forgiving and good, abounding in love to all who call to you. Hear my prayer, Lord. Listen to my cry for mercy. When I'm in distress, I call to you because you answer me. That's Psalm 86, verses 1 through 7. God in control. This is a psalm of King David. He's surrounded by enemies that are attacking him. You can read that in verse 14 later. Again, the Psalms provide this clinic on how to face life when it seems out of control. It's obvious that David feels solitary. He feels defenseless, but he responds by reminding himself over and over again who God is. Now, when he calls out to God, he most often calls God Lord, which is the Hebrew word Adonai, and what it actually means is sovereign. Think about that. David is drilling his own heart to remember that God is in control, that he's the one that's sovereign. And so today, as we launch into today, may we discern that many of our most difficult emotions, most of our bad attitudes, most of the foolish actions that we live out, they come when we lose grip, at least at that moment, on who God is. And so David, when he cries out, he says, I am poor and needy. He cries out, I am being attacked. He cries out and saying, God, I need you to show mercy to me. And then he says, I put my trust in you. You're forgiving. You're good. You're abounding in love to all who call on you. Listen to my cry for mercy. I call to you. David reminds himself of who God is, that God's not distant, that God's not far off, that God is literally in control. And this entry closes with a prayer that I think is such a great prayer. Here's the prayer, and I would encourage you to personalize this prayer today. Lord, I am constantly asking you to give me your strength, to change me and to heal me. But nothing is more empowering and life-transforming than simply adoring you. God, would you inject the truth of your wisdom, your love, your holiness, and your sovereignty down deep into my heart until it catches fire there and it makes me new. Lord, that's our prayer today. Would you be with us today as we seek you? And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, I hope this has been a helpful podcast for you today. Again, if you're looking for a great resource, it's called The Songs of Jesus by Timothy Keller. It's a great, great little resource. Well, thanks for joining us on the weekday podcast. I hope you'll join us tomorrow as we jump back into sort of our normal routine. It's going to be a great week. Spread the word, weekdaypodcast.com. We'll see you soon.